17.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I'm just a little curious about the difficulty on holding the Omnis. Is that about the same as past missions, or are we losing them a little bit more than usual?
We're going to have Ed here give us a description for a minute, so let me stand by.
Okay.
Jack, according to our stalwart INCO over there, due to this new 210 down at Tinbin Billa, we're holding actually longer than in the past histories.
Okay, I just guess I've never been on this end before.
Roger. Do you hear it on board when we break lock there?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, with a scratch enabled, we lose all the background noise. And we know when we're picking you up because we start to get background noise again.
Roger. In other words, you are able to stop talking or something when you know we're breaking lock then?
Well, if we happen to be talking when we break lock, no, unless we're watching the meter, we won't. We lose you when you get about 60% signal strength. And apparently we're not talking to you when we have less than that.
Roger. Yeah, INCO gave me a briefing tonight and showed me what chart to watch so I can look at numbers and when to talk. I've been talking myself too much lately.
Yeah, they have a beautiful chart there for that purpose.
I never really wanted to be an INCO, but I guess I was forced to tonight.
There are lots of comments for that one, Bob, but I better not say anything.
Roger.
Ed would never speak to me again.
Well, that's right. We can't x-rate the transcript, so we'll just have to take it easy.
Bob, I got another question about the Challenger.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Battery voltage on low taps, strangely enough, was just like the simulator, but I had expected that the simulator might have been wrong and we would have seen higher voltage there. Is that about what you guys expected?
Roger, they said they expected that because of the extra time on the pad that they're running. That 2 hour and 40 minute delay is coming into play again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Good. I forgot all about that. Something made that flip my mind.
Well, things have been going so well that I can't blame you for getting that.
That's Tommy Holloway's crazy flight plan updates that we've just forgotten that we were ever late.
Roger. Say, by the way, we like the music in the background. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, we didn't get it out at all until today. I don't know whether we forgot about it or too many other learning things going on. It's quite pleasant.
Roger, I don't think you forgot about it. I think you're just glued to those windows.
Well, I still am, as a matter of fact. The old Earth's coming by. And I mentioned a couple fronts that joined together about 20 degrees south of the south coast of Australia. And it looks looks like that's a fairly healthy storm center developing down in there. Conceivably may migrate up across Tasmania and maybe up the Sydney-Brisbane coastal area in the next few days.
Roger, where is the exact center of that, Jack? It took me a second to get my prog out here.
Well, just a second. Let me give you a better run of map.
Roger. While you're looking at your map, I just might mention to Gene, just talk to your better half over there, and everybody's fine and happy.
Grant, always like to hear news like that, Bob.
Roger.
Bob, did you get that 15 to 20 degrees south-southwest of Adelaide?
Roger. Houston, are you into your pre-sleep checklist yet? Houston, are you into your pre-sleep checklist now?
We're just about ready to get started, Bob. We're running a little bit behind, but we'll catch up here.
Okay, no sweat.
Trying to get some more of this good food down.
Roger. Keep saying those words. The people on my left appreciate that.
Yeah, but it does take a while.
I'm sure of that.
You know what we really need is Rita to fix it for us.
That's firm. I'll go along with that.
Bob, gonna cycle H2 fans 1 and 2.
Okay, we're watching.
Fans are off.
Roger.